Today at the studio, we have the salted fish. Good day.
Good day. How are you?
How are you?
My favorite kind of fish that sings. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us again.
Back. How are things, Fritzy?
Good. Busy, but good.
Yeah, it's the busy time of year. Everybody's busy. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So busy with gigs around Geelong.
Yeah, it's been busy. It's full on, but great.
It's been fun.
It's a great thing. It's fun. And you, how have you been?
Crazy busy. What's Christmas like for you, Fritzy, here in Australia? It's been, what, 10?
Yeah, 10 years here. Very different compared to the Christmases that I'm used to. The Christmases that we've been having for the past 10 years because, you know, not with mum and dad and my family. It's quiet.
Quiet. You can always come to our Christmas, Fritzy.
And it's a great time to catch up on rest, on sleep. And
so you just stay home?
Mostly, yes. For the past 2 or 3 years now, yes. And we have my auntie come over and we'll cook a simple meal and, yeah. And we'll
Skype. Simple meal.
What? Jordan?
Jordan cooks.
Yeah, Jordan cooks. So depends on what he feels like doing. But he always comes up with something really delicious and exciting and for everyone to enjoy. And we don't overcook things. You know how in Christmas, like, you prepare 10 million dishes? We don't. We don't have leftovers because it's just me, Jordan, the two kids, and my auntie. And so we are all small eaters. There's plenty of desserts because my auntie loves to her thing would be bringing desserts. And yeah, she would have 3 different kinds of cakes, which is great.
Everybody loves cake.
I know.
Steve, you told me that it takes you 4 days to prepare a meal for Christmas Day.
Yeah, it takes, roughly that, depending on what I do with it.
Because you used to be a chef before you...
Yeah, a long time ago, yeah.
Did a proper job.
Yeah.
In an office.
Yeah. Well, I'm on a farm now. I've got an office, but it's not that clean now.
So what's a Christmas meal like at your place?
I do 2 family Christmas events each year. One's with my direct family and one's with my wife's family. My wife's family Christmas is, there's only about 4 or 5 of us each year and we have the most food on the planet.
And here I am saying there's just 5 of us and
there's just 5 of us, but we have like a roast ham, a turkey.
You can feed a barangay, as they'd say in the Philippines.
Yes, exactly.
Like a whole electorate.
Yeah, yeah. It lasts us, it's good for leftovers for the week. So we're always on holidays that time, so we lounge around in lawn and eat leftovers for the week and go swimming in between.
And what's like Christmas Eve dinner?
Well, that's with my other, my direct family usually, and that's usually cooked chook and a roast of pork or something like that. Nothing massive, but there's about 8, oh, it could be up to 12 to 15 people at any one time. And we generally have a lot less food than we do for the 5 people, so go figure. I don't understand that.
Maybe your family doesn't eat as much or eats more.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's more about snack foods and having lollies and chips and things around that you don't normally have during the year. So the roast stuff doesn't tend to get eaten so much. But not to say that we don't have good roast, because we do have good roast.
You're a chef. That's expected from you.
Yeah.
Growing up, what was it like for you, Fritzy?
This is Christmas is my favourite time of the year. I actually miss it. Now you're making me emotional just thinking about it. It's a bonding experience for us as a family. And now, you know, they're all in America and we're the only ones here in Australia pretty much. But when we were all together in the Philippines, my direct family, my mom, my dad, my siblings, it's something that we really look forward to. Like when in the Philippines, when you hit the months, September,
it's
Christmas pretty much starts. So we put up Christmas decorations in September.
Wow. What's the inspiration for that?
I have no idea. August 31st, we would play Christmas music and probably around midnight we would start setting up the tree. and September 1st, the tree is up, and you start, like, saving up for Christmas presents. And at that stage, we would have, like, a Kris Kringle. We call it Monita Monita. And so, like, you would write your name in a, you know, piece of paper and then put it in a bowl, and each member of the family would pick a name. And for each week, I think there would be a theme whereby you would give something blue to the person that you picked from the hat. For the,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and that's every week on the lead up to Christmas. And
can we
then
do that?
It's so awesome. It's super fun. And then on the 24th of December, Christmas Eve, that's when you reveal the name that you picked. And before you do the reveal, the big reveal, we kind of do it like at around the 11:55 mark. We would be in a circle and we would sing this song called I Love My Monito. Yes, I do. I love my Monito. Do you know that song? No?
No.
Oh, no. Are we the only ones who do it? I love my Monito, but I won't tell you. While singing that song, like, you're in a circle and you dance along that circle path and you sing it in the rowdiest way possible, and you belt it while you sing it. It doesn't matter if you're off key and everybody's just, you know, really happy, and then you stop. And then my dad would be the first to reveal the name of the person, and he would be at the center and he'd reveal the name that he picked, and then it will be a chain of revelations after that until, you know, it's all exhausted. And it's super fun. And after that, we would go to this massive table, and then my dad would pray, or my mom, or whoever, you know, it's like, all right, Fritzy, it's your turn to say grace, to pray, whatever, and be thankful. And then we'd do that, and then we'd eat. And there's, I come from a family of five. I'm the eldest of five children. And then we have people who live with us who help us in the house. And so they join us as well. And then we would eat, like, it's a feast. Like, there's adobo, roast pork, pasta, ham.
So it's so
yes,
funny we
chestnuts.
Have these things that are for cold climates. You're the same.
Yes,
right?
We do have chestnuts. And what do we call them in Filipino?
Castañas?
Castañas.
Yes.
No, it's not even a Filipino term. It's a Spanish term.
Yes. But I think it's the Americanization in us that we have that, because...
Probably.
We don't have winter. Did you...
And we have queso de bola.
Yes, of course.
With cheese. It's this big round cheese that everybody eats.
Now that looking back, ano yung Christmas carol na pag naririnig mo, naalala mo yung childhood mo?
So many songs, but probably, I don't know, maybe White Christmas.
Yeah.
Is that same with you, Steve?
So
many.
Traditionally,
like, my parents were very, strict Catholic, I guess you could say. So they
same,
both
my parents were
choir,
Catholic.
And they sing very traditional carol songs. But growing up, I always sort of liked the Christmas songs, is what Dad used to say. They're not carols, they're songs. So, my grandmother used to have old Bing Crosby records and things like that.
Oh, yes. And, we all grew up on that.
Yeah.
Mine's Jackson 5. Like,
really?
I That's saw awesome. Mommy kissing Santa, kissing Santa Claus.
No. Yeah, but Ave Maria, I suggested we do that. somebody declined.
Jingle Bell Rock by I Don't Know. But this is really a fun song.
Yeah, this reminds me of every carols that I ever gone to as a child. Everyone has this. So.
And it's always towards the end.
Mm. It is, because it gets everyone up and about.
Thank you very much. Salt and fish.
Thank you, Ardell. You're awesome.
Maligayang Pasko.
Merry Christmas, Maligayang Pasko.
Jingle.